This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with some big news that by now probably many of you have heard. How about this? President-elect gets a company to keep jobs in the United States and not go to Mexico. So Trump reached a deal with Carrier to keep those jobs in Indianapolis. 1,000 people pretty darn happy about that, as the company does not move, agrees to do that. They say they would have saved a ton of money if they had moved to Mexico. In fact, they had a dollar amount on it because they weren't just making up numbers and plucking them out of thin air. The word was it would be about $65 million. And remember, the president-elect kept campaigning about keeping manufacturing jobs in the U.S., promised he would persuade Carrier to stay in the city or punish the company if they refused. So they stayed. They stayed. Although it's not, by the way, good news for everyone. They have about 1,400 workers, and they still could lose about 400 jobs or so. But 1,000 is better than none. Carrier, in fact, used Twitter to say, "We are pleased to have reached a deal with President-elect Trump and VP Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indy. More details soon." So something happened. Carrier was planning to shift all of those jobs to Monterrey, Mexico, where Mexican workers would earn about $3 an hour. The highest paid Indianapolis employees make $26 an hour, and they earn about $70,000 a year with overtime. So what they do, how this works, we don't know that detail. But that's pretty big certainly for a lot of people, the fact that if they had lost that job, what would it mean? And here you have a president-elect cutting a deal. Now, there are already some people saying, oh, okay, you cut this deal, then guess what? If I'm Howard Schultz at Starbucks, or I'm Jeff Bezos at Amazon, or I'm anyone else where I decide, you know what? I'm going to move the jobs. I'm going to find out about it, and then they've got to figure out a way to keep me happy and keep, if they want to keep these jobs here. So I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to move unless you do something about it. And I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe there are plans, because there are other companies that have talked about moving, to figure out a way to shore that up as much as possible. You know, we would keep hearing constantly, oh, the corporate tax structure is just outrageous. It's too ridiculous. How can you afford to have a company here in the United States when you're saving so much overseas? You know, business is business. But there is a way around that. It's called lowering corporate tax rate and figuring it out, if there's a way to do that. And I think there is a way to do that. And I bet you that this is one of, if not already happening, but it's something that will happen. It has to be discussed, of course. Wouldn't make any sense not to at least bring up that discussion about the corporate taxes. And Carrier might be the first one. At least for so many of the people at Carrier, it has to be a day where they could exhale a little bit, which is a good thing. If you think about the threat of losing your job, especially around the holidays, the worst. So in the meantime, also cabinet members are being chosen, nominated. You might be Well, maybe you wouldn't even be surprised at some of the people who've been nominated. I think some of them are surprising because it's a blast from the past in some cases. But another criticism of Trump was the people that he was appointing to his cabinet. Where were the women? There wasn't going to be any women if you listen to what was being said. And apparently that is all wrong. Because you've got three women for three pretty big positions that have been nominated for those positions. So the hope is this may be something different than you've ever seen before. Because it's not happening. That there's no women. Elaine Chao, Transportation Secretary, nominated. Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, nominated as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. That is very, very big news. And there's still more positions to come. This is just peeling back some of the early layers. And we know there's been a truckload of people that have gone to Trump Tower to see Donald Trump. So I think there are still a lot of spots to be filled that might be close to being filled. And then the people that get in those positions, they figure out the rest of their staff. If you're talking about 4,000, it's just the people in place, the leadership teams. That would have to be put in place. And then all those other workers would fall in line after that. ISIS, were they responsible for Ohio State, the massacre, yay or nay? The Ohio State attacker might have self-radicalized, that's the thought. The Somali immigrant who injured 12 people at OSU, where he drove his car up over the curve and started to smash into people. He stabbed some people, too. He was shot dead. He's been billed as a lone wolf. Ali Artan, just 20 years old, shot after he plowed that car into the people that were simply walking along and then jumped out and began stabbing people just randomly with a butcher knife. He was, if you're curious, a Muslim who was a lawful permanent resident of the United States and student at Ohio State. No motive has officially been given for the attack on that Columbus, Ohio campus. None. So they're still looking to see if there's something that they might have missed. Although his actions, they say, fit the pattern of lone wolf militants. Boy, am I sick of saying that on these airwaves. You think of the nightclub in Orlando. You think of the, people forget this, the four Marines and a Navy sailor killed in Chattanooga last year. And the gunmen in those two attacks were also Muslim and were killed by police. Hey, if you want to throw in your two, you can. 855-266-2283. See you in a few.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Really out of sight. Hey, I gotta let you in on a little something that happened to me not too long ago. I fell in love. And though I love this guy very much, he went out, girl, watch it. Yeah, and found himself somebody else. Now I was hurt. But the thing that got next to me most was the fact that he didn't have heart enough to come to me and tell me himself. Seems as though as the saying goes, we're always the last to get the news. I wonder if any of you guys have ever been in this same situation. If so, let me hear you say yeah just one time.
Yeah.
Witnesses.
I love that. Hey, Delaney.
You know what I'm talking about.
America Tonight.
More about my story.
You want to sound off? You can.
In this song.
855-266-5283. Crank that up. Here we go. Gotta love that rhythm. Ready? Anybody know the name of this song? Anybody know this voice? That'd be Gladys Knight. You know it. Heard it through the grapevine. All right, you don't have to hear it through the grapevine. You can hear it through this show. Again, 855-266-5283, the little show that could, that can, that will. Creme de la creme. We're going to you, brother. Hello.
At least he didn't go guy watching.
True. That's funny.
That was for Nate there.
Oh, that's funny.
I know he's your music coordinator.
He's the best, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love listening. I love it. I love the whole show, Kate. What can I say? You know, I'm right,
thank you.
Left, or sometimes somewhere down between the middle.
And that's good. That's good to have different opinions. I love it. Yep.
I love all music, whether you cannot enjoy anything better than sitting in a high school concert choir and listen to woodwinds, the actual sound inside a gymnasium.
I agree. Now,
I mean, you're talking about beginning, you know, beginning orchestras, you know, people that might carry it on to a profession. But, you know, I mean,
right.
It's that time of the year. I'm sure every high school is having its Christmas orchestra. And it's worth, you know, whatever they charge to go to the gym and sit down and listen. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But, I tell you, you know, you kind of thought it was a joke, but I may very well run next election for president as creme de la creme. Because I tell you, man, putting in charge, of the Treasury, that's the last thing you want to hear is a man from Goldman Sachs. We got four regions of this country, regions of this country. And you need to start picking out of, you know, you did pick out of the South, the Southern region, but you need to start going down to the Southwest and to the Northwest and get off that Eastern Coast board. I tell you, and who's the other, the Secretary of Transportation, O'Donnell's wife, right? She's going to be in charge. I was sitting here listening to Mark Levin, she's going to be in charge of over $1 trillion when it comes to the Transportation Department.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now Levin is trying to say, well, that might be to where he can kind of soften the blow between him and McConnell to get things done.
That's true. That's
I don't
true.
Care. I don't care.
I know. We get the right people.
Well, hey, this you got to understand, this is about America, this election. And they got to get it through their thick skulls. Because, you know, if they don't start cleaning it up, and then we start getting a bunch of Eastern Coast construction goons running this country and robbing the taxpayer dollars, and the pothole ain't fixed, guess what goes uphill? That pothole.
Yeah. You are right.
Now, you love my suggestions, and I've been wanting to get this in. I'm going to try real quick, like, because I'm sure you got other callers. You know these little barcode things you see on posters and everything that gives you more information?
Yeah.
You can use those same barcodes and put them on speed limit signs, traffic signs. And I'm trying to say that the automotive industry, without getting into a long story, can incorporate this in cars to where they have an infrared reader in the headlights and a transmitter in the taillights. And literally have a code in there that take any type of car thief to have to tear out the whole electrical system to replace it. You could stop speeders and you could stop people that go around school buses.
Wow, can you imagine?
Well, all it does, as soon as I hit the brake lights, a signal sent out with that same kind of reader, your headlights pick it up, and when you hit the brake lights, it transmits to the next car, on and on, and everybody brakes, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
When it comes to high-speed pursuit, cops can pull out a laser gun and shoot right at the car, the same type transmission, and shut the whole car down.
Yeah.
Only way they can restart it is call the dealership with the VIN number and use their department access number that, you know, the company can give them to where they can restart the car.
Wow. What a brilliant idea.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it won't cost the car companies that much. They're trying to make them automatically getting rid of the steering wheel anyhow. You know, make it
yeah,
easy.
I like that, getting rid of it, yeah.
You know, Johnny Cab, like in, what was it, Running Man or whatever it was, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Johnny Cab. That's what they're trying to turn everything into is automation. They don't want you to be self-supportive. They don't want you
to... Oh, no kidding.
Well, one of my most common sayings is when you go to buy something, you go down, you buy it, use it once, throw it away. That's our society nowadays.
I know, it's nuts.
Well, they say that's
how
you keep the economy rolling, is you go down, buy it once, throw it away, go down, buy another, throw it away.
But then somebody complains about the trash. Well, then that keeps everybody in business, in a sense. You're right.
Well, they,
but they're going to run out of landfills. There's got to be. I was just going to say that they're going to run out of landfills. I've seen it. It's not. It's not good. It's not pretty.
No, but you know, there's other ways of taking care of that too. You know, proper recycling. That's something else that aggravates me. They only recycle 30% of what they collect to recycle.
I know.
Now, I haven't researched that, but that was the last time I researched it. Was years ago, but. I hope they're getting better. I heard that they improved upon that last, but I don't know for sure. All our food garbage and our sewer, we pump it right. I told you this before. We can pump it right back down into these dry oil wells on land. Let that heat superheat it right back into crude that's below the ground.
Mm. You have some good ideas.
Oh, oil company doesn't like me anymore. Watch out. I might get shot.
That's okay. I was quoted in the Las Vegas newspaper today for criticizing the name of the Las Vegas, of the Vegas Golden Knights. So I don't, I said that the name fell flat. I don't think the owner of the Las Vegas Golden Knights likes me very well. But yes. So you, that's on a different scale, but yes, it's you have some good ideas. I mean, that's the whole thing. Innovation.
Well,
what can we do to be innovative that works?
First off, apply this principle in anything you do to benefit mankind, to be a good steward toward mankind.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
You can think about what you're going to do.
Right. What's the vision? What's your vision and how does it help others? And there is ways to do that. That's how some of our most remarkable inventions happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, with a lot of things it's happened that way.
Yeah.
You get God behind you and he just fills you up like you wouldn't believe. Because he says, you're not worried about yourself. You're thinking of others, not yourself.
Yeah, it's the service thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
But,
yeah,
it is, and you
can read any book and different versions of it. But yes, the idea of service is huge.
But there's a lot of people that don't want that way, and they want it their way.
Uh-uh.
You know, that's, I mean, sad, but you know, and they think of dynasties, and you know, just because you get your name on a street or on a building or on a monument, it won't be around forever like you think. That's not immortality. Because
yeah, it's
earth,
not immortality.
This earth could get struck by a meteorite.
that's true. It's what you do for your fellow man. It's what you do, what you give back, absolutely, to make it better for everybody else. Don't forget, because I had so many complaints and so much confusion, yes, and then on our next show we are doing Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Things about the show is the way that you all react to it. I know a lot of people who don't listen to the show live, you get it later and you download it, and I get a ton of emails. So when I went to go check the mail, of course, it was an avalanche once again. So on that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's the first one. This one is from Danny, who says, Kate, I heard you mention the other night that it was breaking news that there was a plane crash and that there might have been some survivors found, and it had to do with the Brazilian soccer team. Do you know anything more about that? Yeah, it's terrible. That there's a charter plane. It crashed in Colombia. They found six survivors. They found a sixth survivor under the fuselage on Tuesday morning, which is wild, isn't it? And at least 75 people were killed in the crash. Passengers included players from the Brazilian soccer team, because they were going to Colombia to compete in the South America Cup Finals. And there were also journalists on board because they were covering it. So there's like 20 journalists that were on the plane. I guess the plane declared an emergency between two cities. The crash happened in an area called Cerro El Gordo near Medellin. So it wasn't at the airport like they originally were here. It's near the air. It was near it. But at least three soccer players, two crew members, and one journalist survived, though. And, wow, I mean, just awful. But unbelievable that when I looked at the records that you had people surviving from this crash. You know, there was debris, the club's emblem, I guess. There was a lot of jackets with the emblem on it, and that was strewn about all over the place. And there were showers and thunderstorms that were kind of in that area, but they said there was no big storms really nearby when that happened. But it would have been turbulence is most likely because of the intermittent thunderstorms is what they're saying. And they're going to obviously investigate the crash. But this soccer team that was set to play was the team, which is the ninth Series A League, because they have a whole bunch of different soccer teams, surprised a lot of people, I guess, in their performance in the tournament this year. So this was really an exciting time for them. And, oh, that's just awful. But, again, pretty amazing that six people survived this in various states. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I know you're paying attention always to what's happening across the nation. Did you see the wildfires in Gatlinburg? They're really, really bad. Thousands of people have had to be evacuated. I think because we just came off of a holiday, some of this has gone under the wire. I did see pictures of that, and I saw smoke. I saw terrible fire, but then I saw smoke, and four people have been hurt so far in the fires, and it's like they've got one of the worst droughts going on in a decade, so this is part of the reason why. They had to evacuate downtown Gatlinburg. There's about 4,000 people that are there. It's a vacation town for a lot of people. So some homes have been destroyed, obviously. They're talking about the ski resort and an amusement park that was right there overlooking the town, and the damage looks to be pretty bad. There was a resort called the Black Bear Falls Log Cabins. They have them up there. I know I've heard people talk about them, and they say that they were destroyed, and there's some other attractions, because, again, this is a big vacation place that looked like they were hit by this. The Dollywood theme park is there. And they were pretty much saying to anyone, evacuate, evacuate immediately if you're anywhere in this area. And oh my gosh, looking at it, yeah, not good. Hopefully people are heeding that warning and helping their neighbors and they're getting out of the way of this wicked fire. I knew the drought was bad and I knew that there were fires. I didn't realize just how awful the fires have been. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Anthony. Kate, I love listening to the show. I can't believe this whole recount thing with Jill Stein. I mean, it just seems like a crazy waste of time and money. And, okay, I get it if people are upset by the election, but donating money to the website to go and have this recount, for goodness sake, for what? It's not going to change the results of this election. It wasn't that close that they're going to overturn anything in the three states that we're talking about, even if it were a few votes in one county or another. Just seems like a wicked waste of time to me. You know, they're talking about Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which, of course, lots of electoral votes there pushed Donald Trump over the top. And she says, when she's asked about it, that they don't have definite evidence of it, but they want to make sure. They've heard a few scattering of reports, so why not make sure of that? And, I mean, here's the thing. None of those areas should have to pay for the recount, because who ultimately would have to pay for it if you're talking about millions of dollars? It would be the voters. And if I'm a voter in any of those areas, I mean, the vote went down. I would not want to have to pay for the recount of these votes. I mean, are you kidding me? No. So they can recount them. If they recount them, however, what are we going to see that's going to be any different? I've said this before. This isn't like the Hanging Chads 2000, Florida, any of that. It's not like that. So to me, if I live in one of those areas, I want to know, is it for sure being paid for? Is there going to be some tax bill? Is there going to be some money that's going to be due afterwards because it went over budget, and who's going to pay for that? Supposedly they have to pay for the whole thing, and that was the reason why the money through the website. But in this case, not like what we saw back in 2000, that's why I say, and with no real proof of that, to say, yeah, I think I want a fair election, absolutely. But really? All right, then I got this one from Buddy, who says, did you see, only because my granddaughter pointed out to me, that the dictionary.com word of the year is xenophobia. Somebody linked an article to me. Your granddaughter saw that same article. Yeah, xenophobia. Somebody said to me, what is xenophobia? Fear or hatred of foreigners. They say that this year, the rising of that surfaced so much that the single most dramatic spike in searches for xenophobia came on June 24th, and it was one day after the UK's Brexit referendum, where there was a yes vote. And another spike in searches came after President Obama used the word in a speech at the end of June when he was talking about the populist rhetoric of then nominee Donald Trump, now president-elect, so the word was looked up the most. Why? I guarantee it. People had no clue what the word meant, so they went to look it up. What are they talking about? And I think that's why they got so many searches on that. I'd say that's pretty obvious. All right, how about this one from Laura, who says, Kate, I know you were talking about this Chicago airport workers thing because they didn't go on strike during Thanksgiving. So now are they going to go on strike? Yeah, hundreds of workers are striking. On Tuesday they did it. Janitors, so think about that. Janitors, bag handlers, cabin cleaners, wheelchair attendants. Oh, that's brutal. And they're asking for $15 an hour for an hourly wage. Some make $10.50 an hour. And it's part of a day of disruption planned by the group, which is advocating for raising the minimum wage and actually the group is fighting for minimum wage for Uber drivers, fast food workers, homemades, all that kind of stuff. So it's like a major walkout. The Chicago Department of Aviation said it doesn't believe the work stoppage will affect the flights in or out of our second busiest airport. Federal employees, air traffic controllers, and security screeners aren't part of this, but they say they don't think it's going to affect them. So some planes, I guess, I can't imagine they'd be fully cleaned. Bag handling, I would think you'd have some problems there, or there'd be long lines if you were flying through Chicago because the bags being moved, all of that, and, you know, checking your bag at the curb might be out. I don't know if that you would be able to do that. All right, and then this one, too, we got tons of emails on this, and so we're going to talk about it and have talked about it throughout the show. But this one is from Hal. Kate, the Ohio State knife attack, I mean, just outrageous. So many people wounded. Ali Artan is the student who was shot immediately by the cop when this whole thing unfolded. Thank goodness he was there. But wasn't he there just because there was some sort of gas leak? Yeah, he was investigating a gas leak. And so what was great, actually, is that he was right near that area, right on top of it. He tried to get him to drop the knife. He wouldn't. He shot him. And he, you know, he died. Artan rammed his car into a group of people on the campus, then he jumped out of the car and charged the people that were walking by with a knife. So I think people weren't, first the shock of the car, right? And then you're running or whatever, and then you are caught there, and then the next thing you know, somebody's wielding a knife. So it's pretty scary, and they're still trying to see if they can come up with more of a motive. Initially, something came out, and this is true, that he said he was scared to pray in public. And that he had come from a university where they had prayer rooms. He was a Muslim. And they found some writings on Facebook before the rampage where he wrote, "By Allah, we won't allow you to sleep unless you give peace to Muslims. You will not celebrate or enjoy any holiday." Wow. Keep sending us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Problems with the light. Problems with the light.
Tonight, always a pleasure. Welcome to this show, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. It's been a while since we talked to her. She's just absolutely terrific. She's a psychologist and a psychoanalyst and author of a fabulous book as well. Doc, I'll tell you what, you and I have talked about many, many things, and I just saw this shocking link about, to summarize it, that men who are sexist are more likely to have mental health problems, according to this new study. Wow. Flush that out for us, if you would.
Well, you know, we live in a time where people are doing all kinds of things and the double standards no longer exist. And, you know, men really are people who have to have multidimensional points of views. Otherwise, they're going to be stuck. And, you know, research that I did about 26 years ago showed the happiest people, the healthiest people, were those that had nurturing and assertive roles, men and women. So it's interesting that this study just came out about the fact that, no, it just does not, connect to the lifestyles that we have today. So, you know, and who wants to be with these men anyway? I mean, they're so controlling. They think they're the best, and no one has any of the answers. So they're bored very quickly. They're horrible candidates for relationships, for sure.
So how should you look out for that, though? Just in, if you're dating someone, just look for the way they treat you, again, with this whole idea of having the power over a woman?
Yeah, you know, if they comment about other women, if they're flirts, if they do too many selfies, if they're they can be violent even. They can you know, want to have power over you, or they could be very jealous. You know, women think jealousy is a compliment, that they're, you know, number one, but really it's a way to control as well.
Right, so obviously look out for that, too. Do you see that there's a rise in this problem, that we're making this connection? Like you said, you did research decades ago.
Yeah, I did research on this, and it did show that men who are like this don't even live as long because they really don't pursue other dimensions of themselves. So they work harder to have this masculine identity, this self-reliance. And everybody needs somebody to fall back on. Everybody needs somebody to trust. And everybody needs to be weak once in a while as well.
Yeah, boy, crazy. And then, of course, what we're seeing now, some of what's happening, it seems like more of that behavior seems, it's like we've gone in reverse. It seems like more of that behavior has come out. Have we seen that, do you think?
That's so true. But, you know, we're talking about generationally, things are changing. The millennials do not accept it. The baby boomers lived it. So it does depend who you're talking about. Donald Trump came from a time and place where there were double standards at that point in time, and Kennedy got away with stuff Bill Clinton couldn't get away with. So we really are reassessing the way we relate to each other and in our lives and our own identities of who we are today.
Yeah. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
You make it easy. Thanks so much. My pleasure.
All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit more about that study just to show you what the findings were. According to the study, while overall conforming to masculine norms associated with negative mental outcomes in subjects, the researchers found that the association to be most consistent for three specific norms of male behavior: self-reliance, pursuit of playboy behavior, like she was talking about, and power over women. So it is interesting. It is a definite shift. And the research I'm talking about, some of that research was published by the American Psychological Association and was published in the Journal of Counseling Psychology. So it made some news because, this latest piece of information all of a sudden was out there. Now, the researchers conducted what they called a meta-analysis of 78 research samples involving almost 20,000 people, men, and they focused on the relationship between mental health and conformity to the norms, to these 11 norms, generally considered by experts to reflect society's expectation, you ready for this, of traditional masculinity. Boy. And so what were they? Desire to win, need for emotional control, risk-taking, violence, dominance, playboy, so sexual promiscuity, self-reliance, like I mentioned, primacy of work, importance placed on the job, you can see that, power over women, disdain of homosexuality, and pursuit of status. They were all that, they were the norms, the expectations, you know, as they clashed, what happened there. And then they focused on three types of mental health outcomes: negative mental health, like depression, positive mental health, satisfaction, of course, psychological help seeking, like looking for counseling services. And they found that the masculine norms of playboy and power over women were the norms that were most closely associated with sexist attitudes, and that the association between conformity to the two norms and negative mental health related outcomes kind of underscores the idea that sexism is not merely a social injustice, but it might have a detrimental effect on the mental health of those who embrace that attitude. And you heard what Dr. Birnbaum said, that a lot of people that are men that are embrace that, they don't live long. Wow. So it's just kind of interesting, this study talking about the mental health problems, as we're seeing a rise in the conversations, certainly about that, which I think is good. And of course, expectations. I mean, what were the expectations, and what are the expectations now? I think there is massive confusion And I guess, you know, if you relate it to that study, that certainly makes sense as to why there would be confusion. The shift, those left behind, the confusion over whatever it, you know, whatever the role is. How about acceptance? How about if we practice some acceptance? Dude, life is too short, isn't it, for all of us? Wouldn't it be great just to have acceptance across the board? I know that is kind of rose-colored glasses, but boy, for as much as we talk often about things that have happened to women, certainly, think of what's happened to the male roles and the being left behind and not being able to express how you feel and again that changing of the guard. So it's something that I guess, you know, not I guess, it's something that we certainly need to tackle. I think of little boys when they're growing up and being in classrooms, and we've talked to Dr. Birnbaum in the past. It's been a while, but we talked to her about, you know, the idea of, I've got some friends that have young sons, and they say, you know, they just have this energy. So in some of these classrooms where they're having great success with all of the kids, they're not just sitting there at a desk being very sedentary. In a lot of cases, they're up, they're doing things, they're taking more breaks. I mean, for goodness sake, we say for ourselves, you know, talking about breaks. So I think we're seeing, at least we're seeing the desire maybe perhaps to talk about, you know, more openness when it comes to discussing, okay, what is, when we trace this back, how tough is it, what are the expectations, and what ultimately is happening with this, with the big trends out there and the flips, and like I said before, who's getting left behind, and wow, I mean, again, it's interesting to see with the research samples, because 20,000 is pretty good. So the relationship between the mental health and the conformity, I think that is pretty intriguing to look at those, to look at those numbers and see where they came out, focusing on those specifically, what happens ultimately with the mental health outcomes, the depression, again, whether you have depression or positive mental health, dissatisfaction, the psychological help. And, you know, so much, I think, especially for men, is placed on the job, is placed on the job title and what's happening with work. So much more still, there still is that, I think, that emphasis. And maybe it's changing, but there still is an emphasis on that. And, of course, we're seeing that in many of the violent episodes that has to do with, often, it has to do with what's happening with somebody's career. All right, stay with us. Much more happening next here on America Tonight.
Lyrics on my mind is like my heart is so pure, I'm guessing that's a start, don't tell me that you lost, I'm hoping you relate, if you listen to the lyrics of this song then you be straight, lyrics on my mind is like my heart is so pure, I'm guessing that's a start, don't tell me that you lost, I'm hoping you relate, if you listen to the...
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.